You have entered a world of wit and weirdness, of humor and horror, and stuff just too darn hard to classify. This is Channel AB3. Welcome to another teaser for the rebooted and refurbished Channel AB3 podcast. I'm still getting everything ready for our actual premiere on Halloween, but I thought I'd fire off another teaser for you guys so you could enjoy it. This new version of the podcast will post twice a month and feature stories by me 99% of the time, but there will be rare instances where a story written by a friend of mine will be featured, and in fact, this is one of those times right now. This was written by my friend Maz in Leeds, and it's called Late Bloomer, and it's pretty much one of my favorite stories ever.
Late Bloomer by Maz in Leeds. Gods do not always beget gods. It is rare, but sometimes it happens that the union of two perfectly ordinary gods can result in a mortal child. I fear I might be such a child. I'm 14, not far from 15 in fact, but my back is still bare. A few months ago there was another in my group of peers who had not sprouted yet either, so no one was really worried. Late bloomers, they called us. It will come, they said. You will sprout when you least expect it, they promised. But my back is still bare. I sit with the rest of the boys, as I always do, but it's now beginning to be awkward. Their jokes about my tardiness stopped not long after Tarion finally proved himself immortal. No one jostles me anymore in our friendly scuffles for fear of touching my smooth back. Still, we remain friends. There will likely come a time soon when the adults will force the divide upon us. But until then, I savour the company of the boys I've grown up with. We sit in the courtyard, a little removed from the hustle and bustle of the mortals tending to a mortal's needs. And I see her walking past. She smiles at me. She does not need to bow before me. I have the status of a mortal as I have not yet sprouted. She curtsies to the rest of the group as is proper and wanders over to the market stalls. Her name is Estria, and she's my mother's handmaid. We found out at the last Midsummer Fair that she's a remarkably talented archer, not only for a mortal, but even by immortal standards. Since then, at my mother's insistence, she discarded some of her handmaid duties in favour of instructing me in the art of the bow and arrow. She's my age, and yesterday, as she was helping me adjust my elbow for a shot, she overwhelmed me with the warm of her breath against my ear and the yielding breast that brushed against my arm. I have all the other steerings, you see, all except the one that I so anxiously wait for. She makes her way around the stalls, picking up delicacies for my mother, smiling at all those fortunate enough to cross her path. I watch her make her way back across from the market, the sunlight dancing with the myriad of hues in her hair. But my reverie is cut short by the sight of the hateful Campion crossing the courtyard. He was, to the annoyance of all of us, the first of our peer group to sprout. He's the kind of boy that takes pleasure in others' discomfort. He's the only one who still brings attention to my unadorned back by making scathing jokes. Since he can no longer lord it over the others, as they too have now almost fully sprouted, he makes me the butt of his jokes with unfailing regularity. The others have started shouting him down about it, though, so he needs to find new ways to torture me. He's seen how I look at Estria, and now is the father he needs. He prances up to her and grabs her by the waist. He moves his other hand inappropriately over her body. She's terrified, but can do nothing. He's a god, after all, and she's but a mortal. I run across the courtyard, propelled as much by rage as by the twin bursts of pain shooting from my back. As I run, my shoulder blades are on fire, and by the time I reach Campion, I'm almost fully sprouted. This is unheard for and will be talked of for generations, but for now, my only concern is the girl. I grab hold of Campion's throat and squeeze. He releases Estra and turns meek and apologetic at the sight of the storm cloud in my face. I push him away and turn to Estria, thrown off balance by my new appendages. I realize that this is one of the many things I will have to get used to. I watch in despair as she averts her gaze from mine and curtsies respectfully from behind the barrier that has suddenly been brought up between us. And all that I want is to be mortal again.
This is Channel AB3, was written and produced by Al Bruno III. Late Bloomer was written by Maz in Leeds. It was produced for audio by Al Bruno III and Aiko Van Wintergarden. Our unpaid scientific advisor is Adam J. Thaxton. The Channel AB3 theme was written and performed by Rachel F. Williams. The Channel AB3 logo was designed by Antonio G. Are you enjoying the show? Why not become a one-time donor or recurring subscriber and support what I'm doing? You can find a link in the show notes to either become a one-time donor or recurring subscriber. Your support really helps. This is Channel AB3 is distributed and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you later.